Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Oh, fuck it. Let me tell you who I am now. If it's satire.
Now, here's a true composition about
horrible, filthy
sounds they didn't understand.
Really just a waste of time.
That's what new dry idea aerosol is all about.
That and a pair of testicles.
Now, here's
inappropriate behavior.
Grease from the hair.
And ice cream.
In the ultimate DVD edition, requested by fans more than any other in history.
I don't fucking care.
Neither do I.
All you care about is your hair, your clothes.
And your motherfucker. Hemorrhoids.
Now a few words about care and maintenance of your cassette unit.
Seriously, my quench was surrender creative privacy?
I understand.
Now a few words about care and maintenance of your
anus.
Remember when you used to get dirty in that old mud hole?
Well, I've thought about it, but I don't talk about it too much.
I looked at my asshole in the mirror today.
It was terrible. Terrible.
Dry, red, irritated.
And it made
a painful noise.
Your butt was torn halfway up the middle.
You hear that? What's the sound like?
I got this shit under my nose.
A very, very powerful demonic
aroma of a thick and poisonous gas.
To avoid fainting, keep repeating.
And then
Johnny Mathis would say,
do you understand everything so far?
No, I don't understand it, Jonathan. That's just the problem. I don't understand.
Here's the important thing to understand now.
As your president, I want
maple trees and funny accents
put together
with a little sex in it.
I was wondering if I can use your
cock as a suppository.
And his father said,
all right, son.
Let's do it, shall we?
My mom said,
I'd like you to take your clothes off and jump on me.
Of course you may ride it.
She did not stop.
And the cream comes out the top.
Spurting out.
And it drip, drip, dripped down into her open mouth.
I just opened my mouth and come
inside it.
And soon we smell the salty spray.
That's fucking disgusting,
but I like it.
But did you know that
I have been watching
hardcore pornography?
Featuring Steve Guttenberg.
Having sex with
barnyard animals.
Brought to you by
Dennis Prager.
And so
with great enthusiasm,
Prager University
presents as its special guest
someone who knows how to use a gun
as a suppository.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present to you
Johnny Mathis
and his very best trousers
pulled down in the back.
It reveals
his freckled
buttocks.
It's very exposed.
The moon was hard not to look at.
These cheeks need to be slapped.
You got the touch.
Ass.
I do not want to touch his ass.
Touch it.
Touch it.
Touch it.
Touch it. Touch it with your fingers.
Be sure to touch it using your hand.
Place the butt in the palm of the left hand and close the fingers around it.
Yep, that's a good touch.
Then I start slapping.
Oh, 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 oh. Ooh, my ass.
Meanwhile, Scamper the Rabbit raced to the old stone fence.
But just then, he saw something he had never seen before.
On the other side,
we're very, very hungry.
Space monsters rumbling and growling.
Just remember one thing.
Don't ever, ever dig holes under this fence.
Frank forgot about that completely. There's something Frank wants to show Mother.
I found something on my computer I think you should see.
Sights of horses having sex with people?
All that the internet has to offer.
Now, watch what happens when you type in your password and username.
The website has
a picture of me blowing
Mr. Head.
Mother will appreciate that.
Well, Mother will be glad to
have a proof of his ass.
One mother did that after a seminar was conducting
because she really was a wicked old witch who ate little boys and girls.
And I was there. I saw that.
He recorded this report at that dramatic scene.
We have recorded that and we will probably play it back again periodically.
We're now recording.
My ass.
It was me.
Blasting. We pollute the airways.
Suddenly I'm in the bathroom.
But by that time, the most wonderful smells were coming from downstairs.
Just forward of the gas.
Damn you. Seems you need a toilet.
Yes, I do.
I think I have an idea.
Hey, Tom.
Yes?
Open your mouth.
To make a communal toilet.
For me to drop a bomb.
A 2-inch log.
Of shit.
Yum, yum.
It's gross.
Such an insult cannot be allowed.
Here's one for you, Joker.
Your legs are so long that you could
buy socks that were
made of hardwood.
I'm not going to talk to you.
Instead,
what we're going to talk about today is
uranium enrichment
and 3 pats of butter.
Now, let's start with
people who spend their lives with their heads buried in
Taco Bell
scraps.
I don't want to eat anything else.
I don't want to worry about pregnancy.
But it was too late.
You're pregnant.
Yes, I am.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Pregnancy, pain, AIDS, and death
okay?
You need to chill out with that mess.
Man, you really creeped us out.
That shit ain't funny, motherfucker!
Now then, I have to go take my dessert here. I'm conducting a cooking class today. Good health to you all.